Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم. Dear listening audience, this is Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am so happy to be here at this moment, at this time, in this space, in my mind, in my spirit, in my physical form. I tell you, it is nothing like the moment, the present, and we owe it all to the Creator. And so let's go to Quran. We're going to read from Surah An-Nisa. And we're going to ask us to look up a word called sa'i, all right? Because we know that there's a connection. We're thinking there is a connection. Musa, Isa, Nisa, as there is Tessa. So let's go to Surah An-Nisa. Now, Nisa in Quran is, has been translated as the women. Now, if we go to, very quickly, go to the surah titled, let's see here, the surah titled Mujadila. Surah Mujadila. Let's see, that's Mujadillah. Mujadila. I want to make one point. One point very clearly here. And the music in the background is not to distract us. But it is African music. And so as I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I openly testify Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger from Allah. A reading, and Mujadila, everyone, is Surah 58. And Surah Nisa is Surah 4. So Surah 4 and Surah 58. I'm going to read 58:1 first. A'udhu billahi, seeking refuge with Allah, min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, from the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. God. Sami'a Allahu qawlan latiyan tujadiluka fi zawjiha watashtabi illa Allahi wallahu yasma'u tahawrakuma inna and the interpretation using here is Asahi International. Again, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, and with Allah's name, the merciful redeemer. Certainly has Allah heard of the one who argues with you, O Muhammad, concerning her husband, and directs her complaint to Allah. And Allah knows her dialogue indeed. Allah is hearing and seeing. Now let's go to the word. Certainly is God. Now we know that there's a spirit with all of the the revelation that Allah SWT reveals to Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. Certainly we know the words, but we want to spirit of the words and see the lettering and truly read what is being relayed here. As Allah SWT is the one who is delivering this message, is the one who is the giver of this message. Jesus, the giver of this message. And it was delivered to Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, on his heart, and it says by Angel Jibril. We can say more about that too. That's the highest form of the Prophet reaching to get to know his Lord. All right. God. Now, this is characterized as it's totally within truth. So we're in a form of understanding that this is truth. This is the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows Allah is the truth. So God, when we say God, we're saying definitely, certainly, without any shadow of doubt, God. God. The Qaf tells us that Allah is the owner of all time and Allah is the truth. So now, Sami'a. Sami'a. It says, Sami'a is hearing or. Now, this is in the form Sami'a. It's not Sami'a, heard, but it can be taken as heard, has already heard, and Allah is also hearing it. Allah hears and Allah has heard it. And the action here is the action word is Sami'a. All right? And meaning that what has been quest that has come in the form of a plea has gone high to the highest there is, and that is Allah. And because we know that it is to Allah that it has gone, this the Dhamma is on the Allahu. The Dhamma is there. Meaning Allah is the, this is the in the nominative, the word itself, Allah, but highly glorified is Allah, is in the nominative. Allah is not written, and this is where we know that we're to pay attention to the strokes, to the accent on the lettering. Because when it is Allahi with the kasra below the ha, then it is genitive. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns, although Allah owns everything, but it shows specifically and directs our attention to see what it is that is referring, that Allah has referred to what Allah owns in respect to the reading and what Allah, the revelation itself. So we open ourselves to Allah really, truly blessing us to understand what we are reading. And we put ourselves in that form, in the mode of asking Allah's guidance, asking for Allah's blessings, all right? We're not putting our intelligence anywhere. It is not even to rise. It is our humbleness that we come with, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And so in here, Ad Samir Allahu. Tawallah. Now we go to the word Tawallah. Tawallah is as when we hear the word Qul. Qul. Qul is say, right? And we know, just like the Qaf in Qad is speaking truth, here is a speaking as well coming from the, you would say, the heart of the quester or the speaker. And so now this is not saying Qul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not directing us to speak. This is a speaking that is going on, has been granted by Allah to occur. Ta'ala, and it is an invite to be heard. Why do I say invite? Because it is an opening. All right, like a welcoming, and go ahead, whatever you have to say. Speak from the heart. Speak from your heart to your Lord. Speak from your heart. And know that Allah hears you. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ. Allah hears you. So the fatha, the stroke above the lettering, is what indicates the opening. Allah has opened the way for the truth to be shared. And what is this truth? This truth is coming from within. We all have what we perceive to be truth, right? What we declare to be truth. We perceive in some instances, and in other instances, it's not just our perception. It is what we are totally involved with, and it becomes a truth. All right? So, and we're speaking about whatever we're connected to becomes our truth, that it occurred, or we're speaking in behalf of what we've come to know by our experience. All right. So, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ, and then the speech قَوْلَهُ of the one, ullati, and this one is in the feminine because of the ya, the ta ya. Ullati, of one, and then tujadiluka. Now, two, we tell you, places this word right when we see the ta at the beginning. It places this word in the present and in the future, or happening now and continuing to happen, or it is happening now and will continue to happen. Ta, if we take it away from the word, we see then we're looking at ja, and we know, remember when we use the word hajj, the hajj is a dispute, but it is a dispute within ourselves. So when we were on hajj, so this ja is the same ja, and then there's the dal, jadi, the lengthened or elongated, the long sound of the fata is there. J-D-L-U, and then ka. Now, this ka here is referring to what? You. This ka, if you were to circle this kaf, that would be a pronoun, and it's referring to you. And I want to stress that the letter kaf is you as a word. All of us are kaf. In other words, we are all referred to in the ke. It will be saying ke, all right? So ke is you. At the beginning here, this two is putting it in the present, an adverb, like telling when, or when it's happening now, and the ke. So the word here, jadilu, is the actual place it in somewhat of a verb. It is a verb happening, an action that is happening. Allah has heard. Now here is this action, is the jadilu, this dispute. It is saying disputes with you. The one who disputes with you in, or is used the word concerning, but fi is in. Now we come to a word. It says her husband, right? Zawjiha. How do we know that it's a her? Because of the ha alif at the end. Zawj is mate. Her mate, all right? her mate. But they want us to remember that when the human, and stretch out thinking for a moment, when the human being toiling with something, when we're disturbed, but when we're thinking over something, when we're really striving to know, we're wanting to figure something out, all right? Figure something out. So we have options before us. Or we have situations before us. And since the situation may be presenting options, or the situation may be presenting a stressful condition, whatever it is, it has brought us to a point of needing to reckon with it. And so we're toiling over whatever it is. And because we're toiling, this is a dispute. This becomes a dispute within ourselves. And I want to reference that the hair is in the feminine position, but I want us to also think for a moment that the human intelligence center, the human thinking, any human being has an internal area of thought, of processing information. We need to know this in the sense of not, yes, the female, physical female, can have a complaint or be in a toiling situation over her husband. Yes, that can occur. Yes. When that occurs, it is also showing how the inside thinking is happening. It is a feminine disposition of thought. It is internal, meaning it's feminine in our thinking, in the human thinking. And when we're toiling with it, then our mate then is our conscious self. And when we have made a decision or made a choice, let's take, for example, a contract. Let's just say we've signed a contract and we have so many days to renege on it, all right? We have time to think it over. Right at the moment in the signing, we were in agreement, all right? Or perhaps we were not in agreement with our own self. We had some doubt. That doubt was within. It was not externalized. It was not outward. It was not being shown because we were communicating. We were talking out with the contracting process. In the midst of signing a contract, we're reading the materials, and at some point we see and we want whatever we're going after. So we're in dispute with our own self. But nevertheless, we sign the contract, or say we don't sign it, we take the contract home, and we have to go over it. Now we want whatever the contract is for. We want the outcome of it. But now do we want the criteria? Do we want the obligations that's connected with it, or whatever comes with it? Do we want that? So who do we confer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other instances has asked us to take our consultation, take it to Allah and His Messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and knows everything. And so as to the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we take it to the Prophet now? How do we take it there? How do we, human being, male and female, when we're going over contemplating something, how do we take our dispute to the messenger? How, we know how to take it to Allah, but how do we take it to the messenger? It is in the sirah. It is in the life of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is in his life examples, in the sirah, that which is, we hear sirah, the movement, his movement, his life, examples moving, showing. So I'm referring to the ha here as a, in the feminine position, and as we plead. So let's continue to go through here. It says it's interpreted as her husband. We'll leave it there for a moment as her mate, all right? And tashtaki. Now this key, the ya at the end, is also in a feminine position. Tashtaki. Tashtaki, it says, and again, wa is a and, but this ta at the beginning is, this is her, is saying her complaint. Her complaint. It says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the dispute. Jadilu. Now she takes her complaint. Tashtaki. And we'll see that the word, when the ta is at the beginning here, the word actually starts with the sha to see if it connects with being a complaint. All right? Two, illa. And now we see the kasra after on the word, on the name Allah. Allahi, to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's heard the dispute with you. Now, with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard the speak of the with of one who disputes with you in, it says concerning, but her mate, and she, her complaint, it says she directs her complaint. She directs, so this word could pretty much be directs. She directs to Allah. Wa and Allahu, now the who is back. Yasma'u, Allah. Now the sama'a is now, ya is put in the beginning of it, meaning it's in the present or future, continuing. Yasma'u, Allah hears tahawurakuma. Tahawra. This is ta again at the beginning of the word, is in the present or the future, happening, continuing. Ha, this is the heart H, so it's ha wura kume. Now the kume is a pronoun, both of you. This is kume. Kume is you. Again, remember we said that cat up there was you? Then this is you also, but it's ma is attached to it. So that means you both. You both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard and has directed to Allah, and Allah hears the dialogue. It says dialogue of both of you. But this dialogue is hawra. Hawra. And now this hawra, we're going to look that up, and tomorrow, inshallah, we'll go deeper into this, because it's saying the how up here was the jadilu, but here is hawra. And then inna laha. Now we see where Allah, the name Allah, highly glorified is Allah, has the Dhamma over the Ha, it has the Kasra under the Ha, and now it has the Fata over the Ha. Inna, verily, indeed. This again, like God is indeed, is by the truth. And this inna, awaringly, verily, surely, indeed, Allah, now it is Allah with Allah is the one that opens the way to everything. So, Allah, inna Allah, sami'un. Allah is all hearing, basirun, all see. Allah is hearer, seer. Now, so this gives us something to work on the word ha, alif, wa. And this, I want to share with you, is this ha, alif, puts the alif, when an alif is attached to a letter at the beginning of the word, it puts it in the internal. Puts it in the internal. So this is why I went to the ha, alif up here in the feminine, it says feminine, that ha by itself, the soft ha, under Zawji ha, this ha also is already feminine when it's on a word, but it also it internalizes it with the alif. All right? So we're following the dictates of the writing. Kume, the both of us, both of you, and I want to show you the alif at the end of, as it said, both would have been kum. Kum would have been you, but the kume definitely makes it the both of you. All right? All right. So we are now going to get ready to go over to American Muslim 360 after we go to Nisa. Let's go to Nisa. Where's Nisa? All right. The first ayah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ir-rajim. And sadaqallahu azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth on what we just read from Mujadila, the 8th one. Now we're on Surah 4, 1. All right. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ir-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nas taqoo rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa zawjaha wa batta minhuma rijalan Tatiran wa nisa'a. Wattaku allaha alladhi tasa'a wal arham. Inna allaha kana alaykum raqib. Sadaqa allahu azim. Now, ooh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allah is calling to Nasu. Now, the Nas is Nun Alif. Seen. Allah has established us as in peace, balanced. He's given us our position to be in, and that is at peace, and that we will always have that form of peace to know that when we are disturbed or distracted, we will know how to come back home to that home of peace in our mind. We know what it is like. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We all know when we are back at home in a state of peace, where our Lord is the protector. Our Lord has granted us this place to come back to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us. Ya ayyuhan nasu qu rabbakum. So Allah wants us, the kaf mean here is your Lord, Rabba. And that Rabba is that's the one that you serve. Emphatically, it is shadda over the ba, which says to us, we're not just servants to anyone. We're servants of the Lord over everything. So taqur rabbakum, your Lord, the one that has created you and established you in the peaceful state of being, intelligence, our intellect, our awareness, our thinking, our intelligence, our awareness, our consciousness. That consciousness about us is and has been created in peace. So continuing on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you, to the you in that way, the conscious you that is knows peace. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fear your Lord, the one you serve, the one who created you is the one we should be serving, we should be revering, taqwa. And remember the qaf, meaning by truth. So the truth established, we are established in truth, and that truth is what stabilizes us. It is the truth will set you free. Okay. Your Lord, and this Ulladhi is your Lord who is mindful of everything that we do, knows everything. Khalaqa is khalaqa, has created, past tense. Has created, kaf mean you. You as a word, you as an intelligentsia, you as a knowledge base, you as information. Allah created you in this form. From what? Nafsin wahidatin. That form that we have taken on is a form of intelligent, peace, time, intelligence. A whole wahida teen. And this teen I want us to look at is ta at the end, excuse me, ta. But it is a tamabuta ta, meaning it is a ha with the two dots over it. The ha is the feminine. The ta makes it, the ta and the ha both makes it feminine, but the tamabuta of it is indicating that it is to you, the you, internally for all of us. So this oneness is a oneness that happens within us. We are able to connect with this oneness. It is not, I mean, when we hold each other, and when we get into a group and we hug each other, we're trying to get into our soul selves. Say husband and wife, when they hug one another, especially at the most intimate moment of their being, they're wanting to mesh together. They know they cannot travel beyond the physical going. They cannot cut open their chest and make their blood and chest run together. They can liquidate themselves and be one in their thinking. And that's where this hat is. It's internal. So our thoughts take us to that place where there's peace. And when one person has taken themselves to that place, and the other person has taken themselves to that place, and then they physically bond, and they both then mix fluids, and they're mixing their spirit, and they're internalizing the oneness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown this oneness that it has to, in the liquid form, it comes together and becomes one. Out from it comes the interpretation of that oneness. Becomes more of those ones that came together. And so now, take that interpretation back to our internal thinking, how we connect and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in a oneness, in a oneness. Nafsin, our soul, a soul, a oneness of the soul, the soul. So whatever the soul is made up of, we all have that connection. It is peace, it is in time, and it is in the intelligence, in the awareness, in the in appreciation, but this appreciation meaning highly, high sense of being, that intelligence, the oneness. That's what we, when we're in our moment of gravitating with our thinking, that we find that level, and that level is where all of us can get to. So that's the Nafsin Wahidatin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the form of words, information, knowledge, thinking from the actual mean nun is the actual from. That's which we come from. The world of thought and intelligence. Intelligence and thought. So the min, nafsin, but it, nafsin has that balance there. It's not just a naf, it's naf. It has the peace. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created wa khalaqa zawjaha. Now, this zawjaha, what is the mate? Back with 58, we saw zawjaha, the jadalu, the speech, taulu, taula, tajadalu, bringing the concern. Where is it happening now? Now we see it's happening with our mate. So where is our mate? Okay, on the outside, we have a mate, masculine, feminine, male, female. But it is an interpretation of what is happening internally in all of us. We have our mate. We have our masculine, feminine selves. So when our mate, when our internal feminine self is having a dispute with our masculine self concerning our masculine self, that means that we've made a decision that we aren't in solely, we're not solely settled on it. And we hear ourselves say, I have to think this out. I have to think this through. And even when we're in conversation with the opposite sex, we walk away. And we say, wait a minute, I'm too close for comfort. I got to think this through. I need some time alone. I need some time. I need space. That happens whether it's male or female. Both stepping away, I need some space. What are they doing? They're thinking. They're taking their dispute, their concern to their Lord. They're going to that peaceful state called home, and they're calling on their Lord and asking for guidance, asking for consultation. They're consulting with Allah, and then they're to consult with the messenger. The character that comes out from their consultation would be their character then will be in the form or in the discipline example of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, making the right decision, making the right choice. And this happens over and over and over with us. So we're not to just rest with the word that this is just a female complaining. Human society, the whole human family, needs to be at a place where all, each and every individual has to take their consult, take their complaint to their Lord, to that place that we've all been created in, peace. Find that home base. We know that many individuals seek to find their home base. They say marijuana will ease my tension, will give me peace. Well, we've been created in peace. That's why you're looking for that peace. But it is in the form of words. It is in the form of information. It's in the form of the knowledge that you've been created by, from, in, of. So the creator of it all, take it to the creator. The creator already hears your dispute, your concern, your challenges, your questions and everything. So take it to your Lord, the one you really, really, truly should have regard for. And so this, the Nafsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is sharing, telling us, خَلَقَكُمْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ زَوْجَهَا. That same mate that we consider with, it is internal. وَبَثَ. Then here with the shadda over bathta. And this interpreter chose to use and dispersed. From, now this batha, is tha. This tha can be in the form of that which throughout we're going to find one that looks like us, right? Not physically look like us, not facially look like us, but what I mean is that we're going to see other humans. All right, we're going to see other humans. Yes, so the batha, but everybody is a servant. Everyone that is a servant. So whether Allah, whether it means refer to dispersed throughout, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised up from, let's go with dispersed. All right, okay, raised up or dispersed. Either way, we come from a low to a high. All right, and batha. Minhume, from the two of you, the same kume back there in verse Surah 58, but from minhume, the both of them, which them is it referring to? From the zaujah, the mate. And a soul, one soul, and the soul's mate, and its mate, all right? And one soul and its mate. Now we, okay. And then from that soul mate and its mate, from the two of them, from the both of them, rijalen. Now this Rijalan, Rajul is spoken of as men, man, right? We're going to go deeper to what man is referencing here, desire. Let's just see the word desire here. We are what we think. We are what we desire, but our desires can be put in check. They have to be put in check, right? So that we don't follow the waywardness of our desires.